This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Gordon, your team in a battle with the Jets, I guess. According to Shefty, it came down to Tyreek Hill making the decision. Kansas City was amenable to both offers of both teams. The agent was happy with the money from both offers from both teams. It was a matter of where, Hill wanted to go. And let's see, no state tax. I played in 20-degree weather, sunny weather. I guess he took Miami.
Yeah, I would not think that it would take all that long, even with the offers being the same. Look, he is, we use this word a lot in sports, unique. Tyreek Hill is unique. He is one of one, man. There's nobody else quite like him. He's amazing on the field. He separates in a way, even when guys are around him, right? Like, it doesn't always have to be a touchdown. It can just be a 12-yard gain that looks like it's going to be 1 or 2 yards, and in the blink of an eye, he's gone 10 or 12. So he is truly a unique wide receiver, one of a kind, and it's an exciting move. I've said many times, when you root for a bad team, and the Dolphins have been a bad organization for a very long time, this is the fun time. This is the time where you can make some moves and you have some hope. But there's one rule of being a Dolphin fan in my time being a Dolphin fan, Larry. Mm-hmm. And that is, it won't work. What won't work? Nothing will work. Nothing ever works. We have gone down this road 1,000 times before. The Dolphins have made splashy moves, from Ndamukong Suh to Mike Wallace when they got him from Pittsburgh, when they traded for Ricky Williams. They've made a ton of these kind of moves. And Tyreek Hill, he's going to be an exciting player. I'm sure he'll have moments with the Dolphins that are highlights for sure. I don't know how it won't work. I don't know the way that it won't work, but this idea that now the Dolphins are going to be this explosive offense and they're going to catch up to the real top teams in the AFC, I have to see that before I believe it, because I've been down this road way too many times and I know it better than Google Maps. I know how this road goes. I could drive it in my sleep. So it's exciting. I'm pumped up for it. There's a lot of reasons to like the trade. I think the number one reason why I like the trade is this now puts it on Tua. Are you the guy or are you not the guy?
Well, I don't know that it really does. It really put it on Tua, Gordon, because you've got, we got great receivers like that. They make plays for you. You know, they bail you out of a lot of situations. You can be average and still be really good because your team, when you got talent around you, it hides a lot of hides a lot of mistakes.
Well, yes, but if you can't make plays with all this, yeah, you are not the guy, right? And what another thing I like about this trade, when I first heard is all these draft picks, I'm like, oh no, what have they done? Well, look, it's a first round pick this year. It's the 29th pick.
Yeah, not bad.
You know, it's not like it's top five. It's not top 10. Mm-hmm. It's a second round pick, which are valuable. Second round picks are as valuable as first round picks, but it's fourth rounders. It's not, I don't think that they're bankrupting themselves for years to come. They're not going to have many picks this year, but that's okay when you get a game. You know, how many picks have the Dolphins been? This is the most exciting player the Dolphins have had since at least Ricky Williams. Mm-hmm. Since at least Ricky Williams. And these are the best receivers they've had from the days of Duper and Clayton.
Yeah.
So that's a long time ago. Now having him and Waddle, you find out for sure about the quarterback. And the beauty of it is, now look, it will go wrong. I'm telling you right now, nothing is ever good. But Dolphins still, not this year's draft, but the following year's draft, they still have two number one picks. Mm-hmm. So if they go into this year and for whatever reason, Tua gets hurt again, he's not making plays with all these weapons around him, you have the ability to pivot. And this is the way you're supposed to operate when you have a quarterback on a rookie deal. You take all the money that you're saving on the quarterback and you spend it on the other areas. Mm-hmm. So Tyreek Hill is going to get a contract that makes him the highest pay. You know, all these contracts and all the numbers, it doesn't seem like it's worth the paper it's printed on. Yeah. But it seems like it's $70-something million guaranteed. That's what you do. Surround the quarterback and know for sure. By this time next year, we will know for sure whether or not the Dolphins should move forward with Tua Tagovailoa.
Let's hear what RG3 had to say. He was on SportsCenter, and here's his comments from a quarterback perspective on Hill to Miami.
You're partnering Tua and getting Tyreek to partner with Devontae Parker, with Jalen Waddle. These guys, you know, they brought in Raheem Mostert at running back, Chase Edmonds at running back. They just signed Teron Armstead. I mean, McDaniel and his staff are literally putting the pieces together to go out and compete at the highest level. I wouldn't say that they're like Super Bowl contenders at this point, but they're going to give a lot of teams a lot of headache. And when you look at the Chiefs, like, now they're asking more out of Travis Kelce. They're asking more out of Juju Smith-Schuster. They're asking more out of Mecole Hardman, and then praying that Josh Gordon can have a resurgence, the former All-Pro. But getting the first round pick for the Chiefs is big, because this receiver class is very, very deep and very talented. So maybe they feel like they can mimic the success with Tyreek Hill, but I don't see that. I don't see it right now. I don't know. Tyreek Hill is a very special player, and those guys don't grow on trees.
No, I just have visions of him running past people with the peace sign. Going down the sideline,
yeah,
running past them. I mean, what an entertaining player. What a phenomenal big play receiver who can take the top off of any defense. I mean, Gordon, I understand, and I get it. I'm a Mets fan, so I understand what you're saying about stuff that can go wrong when you get great players. Like, you know, I'm looking at probably the two of the best pitchers in baseball, and one of them is clearly number one, and I still got my doubts. So I get what you're saying, but, I mean, if they're able to do anything, I mean, they're right there with Buffalo. You're knocking on the door with Buffalo in that division, and it makes New England and, of course, the Jets have to look and say, okay, how can we now keep up with this offense that Miami has?
Well, I don't know if they're there with Buffalo, but I think the first thing you have to do is you have to separate yourself from the Patriots, right? You have to put yourself in a better position so that you can say, you know what, we can beat the Patriots, and let's let Bill Belichick figure out a way to slow down all these weapons. Again, this is the most exciting player the Dolphins have had since Ricky Williams. That is a long time ago. Ricky Williams has not played in a very long time. So this is the type of move that if any other team made it, I would say it's the right kind of move for the organization. It's just that I'm jaded because of my team. But to give up a very late, almost end of the first round pick, a second round pick, and go out and sign a guy who is a truly unique player. There's nobody else like him, right? You know, we hear every year, oh, this guy's going to be like Tyreek Hill. Yeah. There's nobody like this guy is one of one. And it's a very exciting move, and I hope that he produces like he did in Kansas City, but I think that that's going to be a lot on the quarterback, who I still have major reservations about.
Got you. Here's Shefty on Barton Hahn analyzing the deal.
I think it was a surprise when I initially heard that it could happen, that Tyreek Hill's name had come up, but what happened was the Chiefs had given him permission to seek a trade, and he'd been looking for a new home here for a little while. What happened was, in recent days, the Jets and Dolphins emerged as the two teams that were most interested in getting something done with him. And they obviously worked out trades with the Kansas City Chiefs. Those trades were both in place from the Dolphins and the Jets. Then it was up to both teams to work out a new contract with Tyreek Hill. The Jets had a deal on the table for him that I think he was good with. And then it was a question of whether the Dolphins could get there. And the Dolphins in the end came in with a 4-year, $120 million offer, $72.2 million guaranteed, $52.535 million is fully guaranteed at signing. And Tyreek Hill decided to stay in Florida, where he has an offseason home, play in Miami where there's no state tax. And so the Dolphins get another weapon on offense to surround Tua Tagovailoa with. And the Jets obviously still looking for another wide receiver.
How's Mike Gesicki feeling right now, Gordon?
Well, look, if it's about winning,
he's got to be ecstatic.
He's got to
be
ecstatic.
No more double teams.
Right.
No more double teams for him. He can fly solo, baby.
Yeah, and same thing with Jalen Waddle. Waddle was very impressive in his first season. So, you know, that trade that the Dolphins made a couple of years ago with Laremy Tunsil, and they got that haul back from the Texans, that deal is the reason why they were able to make this deal. Now, you could maybe make the argument that they would have been better off taking these picks and actually sending them for Deshaun Watson, right? You can't do both things, and they decided that they will build up the quarterback they have rather than going and getting a quarterback, but only time will tell which is the right approach.
1-800-919-3776. Dylan's in Freehold. He's up first on ESPN New York tonight. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So, Gordon, you said a lot there, man. I might as well have hung up the phone like 10 minutes ago. You pretty much covered every corner that there possibly is as far as this deal goes. But I think the most important things that you mentioned, right, Finns still have those two first-rounders next year. That's huge. And when you're looking at the rosters, right, you say Tyreek Hill was making a decision, you know, in quotes, you want to be a Dolphin or a Jet right now. Just look at the complete roster of the Dolphins versus the Jets. And this isn't me pouring it on, you know, local team, a rival team, but, like, on both sides of the ball, the Dolphins got some dogs, man. They got some dogs, and I'm with you, right? If whatever can go wrong will go wrong from a Dolphins fan perspective. But there's a lot to be excited about right now on March 23rd, you know. And so I'm just going to enjoy today and see what happens. And the one other thing that I will say, right, is people are always talking about how Tua needs Alabama-like receivers. Tua can only play with guys who can get open like college players. Well, I'll tell you what. You got two of them now in Waddle and Hill.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not a big fan of the GM down there, Chris Greer. I think he's gotten a lot of things wrong. I think the organization 100%. Overall has been.
How do you botch 17 draft picks the way they have in the last 3 years or whatever it was, you know?
Yeah, no question. The offensive line is still a question even after the signing, Dylan, they made this week. So, look, it's exciting. I can't even with my level of pessimism as a 40-year Dolphin fan, I can't even rein on. I mean, this guy truly is a special player. He is a top 10. If the entire NFL right now were all free agents and we were drafting outside of quarterbacks, Tyreek Hill would be a top 10 player.
No question.
No question about it. There's nobody else that really could do what he does. So he is special. That's what you want. You know, it always annoys me when I see games come on and I see commercials during games, and it's always stars from other teams, right? Mm-hmm. It's this star from that team. This guy's got a big commercial deal. And sometimes they're not even that great a star. I mean, Baker Mayfield's on all over the place, and basically right now you could get Baker Mayfield to come to your house. His trade value is so low. But the Dolphins really have not had that. Xavier Howard is a star player, but I don't think he's really recognizable. But now with drafting Jalen Waddle and now Tyreek Hill, that's a big-time move. I don't know where it ends up. I think, I have my doubts, but he is a special player, and it'll be fun to watch him. And, you know, I thought he was older than he was, Larry. I thought, you know, it feels like he's been around forever. Yeah, I think, he's got to be 30, 31. He's 28.
That's right. Still got some speed left in him.
Yeah, and he's all about speed. Yeah.
No question about it. March Movie Mayhem. Ooh, top of the hour. Region 3, day 2. Oh, boy. Round 2, rather. Oh, boy. Oh. Gordon, any hints as to what we might see at the...
Well, I mean, look, if people have been following along, they know who advanced in the first round. But we'll give a little recap of what happened yesterday in the poll voting. We'll see if people's opinions were correct for a change after that terrible performance back on Monday. So we'll keep a track of it, Larry. You know, we'll keep everybody up to date on everything.
That sounds good. So your chance to vote again at the top of the hour. Right now, we're discussing the trade, Tyreek Hill. Ends up with Miami. Could have ended up with the Jets. Mike Tannenbaum was on the Michael Kay Show today, you know, the number one show in the Big Apple, Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 with Michael Kay, Don LaGreca, and Peter Rosenberg. Can the Jets still make a big move, Mike Tannenbaum?
Oh, I think there's one obvious one out there, guys, and it's ironically the same team that he made the big trade for Jamal Adams. It's DK Metcalf. Clearly, Seattle's in a rebuild. They have the 9th pick, and I think they have to sit there and say, do we take Kenny Pickett or do we stay with Drew Locke? But if I'm Joe Douglas and I was going to give up a lot for Tyreek Hill, I really think strongly about DK Metcalf, because while he may not be as fast as Tyreek Hill, he's bigger and stronger and way more physical. So he is a bona fide number one who's young, ascending, and he'd be the guy that if we were building a team, you could make an argument, hey, do we want him over Davante Adams because of his age? Now, Tyreek Hill is truly unique because he's so fast, but Metcalf's a guy I would definitely look at.
All right, so our GM, Mike Tannenbaum, that's one move, but can the Jets just maybe look somewhere else and get a big-time wide receiver in the draft?
We'll really never know all the details. I mean, the fact that they got far down the road and got an agreement in principle and not give up either of those two top 10 picks, you got to give a lot of credit to Joe Douglas for that. Now, in terms of the contract, I would say this. You know, same applies to the Jets guys. Like, this draft, I'll give you a great name, Jamison Williams. If he was healthy, he could be Tyreek Hill. He's that good. He tore his ACL. I don't know if he makes it to the second round now, but maybe there's some way that the Jets come away with him or Chris Olave. There is a lot of receivers in this draft. And when you think about the resource allocation, maybe sometimes the best deals are the ones you don't get done. We'll see. But Tyreek Hill, I don't mean to minimize it. He is a great difference-making dynamic receiver.
All right, that's Mike T's thoughts. Gordon, what are your thoughts?
With all due respect to Mike Tannenbaum, who's held high positions in NFL front offices, I'm sorry, Jamison Williams. There's nobody else who's Tyreek Hill. Like, there's been one Tyreek Hill in the history of the NFL. Now there's going to be another one that comes along right away. It always cracks me up. We find these unique, one-of-a-kind, one-in-a-million type players, and then it's like right away, oh, this guy could be the same thing. I heard that about Jalen Waddle, and Waddle's a nice receiver, but he's not Tyreek Hill. There's only one Tyreek Hill, so it has to be frustrating for Jet fans that to know that you could have gotten Tyreek Hill, you would not have had to have given up either of your first round picks, and you would have. I mean, how often we talk about when are the star? You know, like, when is there going to be something bona fide that shows up here? And Tyreek Hill at 28 years of age, with a rookie quarterback, similar situation where you can spend the money in other places to kind of boost up the quarterback going into year two, I would think that that has to be very frustrating. It's not a Joe Douglas problem. Tyreek Hill was the one who decided, so you can't really blame Joe Douglas for it, but I would think that it has, especially now, because now you got to deal with this guy two times a year.
That's right. It's not only that you didn't get him, but somebody in your division got him.
Right. That's not what you want to see.
You know, you don't mind him. Listen, he could have stayed in the West. Let Kansas City see him twice.
Right.
You don't want to see him twice.
The one time somebody's leaving the AFC West, it seems like that's the first time this is off season.
You're right. Mo's in the story. Hey Mo, you're next on 98.7.
I got it. Hello.
Hey Mo.
Hey Mo.
Hey, good evening, guys. I just wanted to say real quick, I just think Tyreek Hill's so overrated. I don't see what the big deal is. If I'm a Dolphins fan, I mean, he seems like a one-trick pony when it comes to speed. And speed goes away at some point. I just don't see why get excited, why make him an overpaid wide receiver. He's not better than Davante Adams. There's no real skill with him, to me, in my opinion. The route running is not precise. It's just based on speed and taking advantage of his own offense if his defense is running. Why get excited for that trade?
But Mo, and of course, thanks for the phone call. Of course, Gordon can speak better than I, but I'll just say it from this standpoint. Have you seen Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, doesn't sound like somebody who's watched a lot of Tyreek Hill.
Have you seen his ability to separate himself from receiver? Speed? General managers and coaches in every sport kill for speed. That's what you want. That separates you from everybody. Okay, you're right. He may not have speed the rest of his life. But as Gordon mentioned, at 28, he's going to be pretty quick for the next 2-3 years. And your job is to get other people around him and get your quarterback ready so that he can perform. Tyreek Hill is an exceptional receiver. And you know what? It makes me wonder. I mean, I know Kansas City, obviously it's the money, Gordon, but to let him go? I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster is an unbelievable receiver. He's not Tyreek Hill.
No, he is not.
He's not Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill has played 6 NFL seasons. He has been to the Pro Bowl in every single one of them, and he has been all pro. Pro Bowl, you can kind of, who takes that seriously? All pro means you are one of the two best at your position in the entire sport. He has been all pro in 3. So in half of the seasons that he has played, he has been deemed as an all pro. That's different.
And if you don't believe how good he is, just listen to what defenders have to say about him. And coaches talk about the nightmare of trying to defend him. Gordon, who runs the slant pattern better than Tyreek Hill and Odell Beckham Jr.? I mean, those two guys, I think, are right away. Slant patterns, I mean, they're gone. They are gone at the drop of a hat. He is a tremendous receiver.
And you know what? He's not just like technically fast. When you watch him play football, he has an elusiveness with his speed where he can find angles. It's almost like I'm trying to think of another example. Kyler Murray. You know, when Kyler Murray, it looks like, oh, the defenders certainly have him. He can find an angle to run and tilt his body in a way where he picks up 5, 6, 7 yards and gets out of bounds. And that defender, which looked like he was going to deliver the kill shot, doesn't either get him or maybe just gets a glancing blow. And Tyreek Hill is the master at that. He will take a 2-yard little slant and turn it into a 20-yard gain. And it looks like there's plays where, oh, they got him. He's only going to get 3-4 yards. No, he's still going. He's still going. And a lot of you're right. And a lot of times he's just gone. I mean, it doesn't even look possible that he could do that. I wouldn't think that for all the things I thought we would have to cover tonight, I didn't think we'd have to cover or convince anybody that Tyreek Hill is really, really good.
He's really, really, really good. Yeah. Now, but once again, Gordon, the question is going to be, as you mentioned, can the quarterback get the ball to him?
Yeah.
So that's going to be the thing.
And I also think he should be able to, though. Yeah, I think that this is another example of, we always talk about the NFL is a copycat league. The fact that the Rams did what they did and have done what they've done with draft picks, I feel like draft picks are now more available now where teams are looking at what the Rams accomplished and say, you know what? Rather than the promise of the draft pick and the scratch-off ticket of a 4th-round pick, let me go package those picks, forget about those picks, and get me somebody who I know can help me right now. Because if you're a GM, there's no promise that you will be here to watch those draft picks mature into the players you think that they can be.
That's the other side of it, right? And you're torn if you're a GM, Gordon, because draft picks are your foundation. They add depth to your roster. They allow you to be, part of the way for you to have that consistency of success that you want because you build through your draft. But when you have a phenomenal player who's really talented, one of the top players at his position, then you have to say, okay, are any of these draft pieces I'm going to get will be as good as this guy?
Right.
What are the chances? Probably not. So let me roll the dice here, and I'll recoup some draft choices somewhere else. I'll pick up another second rounder somewhere, or I'll pick up a first rounder somewhere and move somebody else on. I just don't understand why Kansas City let him go. Are they that badly? Is their salary situation that bad?
It seems like they were not willing to go to the depths that other teams were in terms of the contract and making him the highest. But, well, look, it's difficult. When you pay somebody and you make him the highest paid at their position, it's hard to get the value that you're paying when every dollar is watched so closely. So I'm sure that was something that they've worked on for a very long time. They realized that they were just never going to be able to bridge that divide, and they sent him someplace else, and they do get a bunch of picks, and I feel like the picks in their hands are probably better than given the draft history with the Dolphins. But I went back and looked. The last time the Dolphins had a 4th-round pick that turned out to be really anything was Lamar Miller, the running back, who eventually went to the Houston Texans. He made the Pro Bowl one time, and that was a decade ago. So, for all the talk, I love the draft as much as anybody. We focus on the draft as much as anybody. But we have to keep in mind that not all those players, once you get past the first 3 rounds, a lot of times those guys, they never really amount to anything. So we'll see what those picks turn out to be 2, 3, 4 years from now.
Right now, we're still weighing in, getting your thoughts on Tyreek Hill going to the Miami Dolphins. Ryan is in Brooklyn. Ryan, you're next on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good evening, guys. How you doing? So, as a Jets season ticket holder, when I saw the news, I was getting a little excited. And then I heard the contract they gave him in Miami, and I was no longer excited. 4 years, $120 million, whatever it is. He was aging. He's going to be over 30. We all see what receivers do. They drop down after the age of 30.
He's playing at 28 next year.
He's playing at 28, and you have him for 4 years. You're going to have him for 30, 31, and 32, right?
Okay.
Is what we'll have him at. Plus that, so we're not also a win-now team. We don't have defense. If we were a win-now team that we were ready to go and be that team and move on, I'd be like, yes, we need him right now. I love Tyreek Hill. I think he's a dominant player at what he does, but I don't think that contract would have fit this team.
All right, Ryan, let me ask you this, and I hear what you're saying. If Tyreek Hill had chosen the Jets, how would you feel right now? Same contract, same situation.
But the contract?
Same contract.
I don't know. I'd be happy because we're getting a receiver, and we haven't had a receiver since Keyshawn Johnson or Santonio Holmes. So I'd be happy on that level. But at the same time, when I hear $120
million,
it's not
$120
million.
It's only the money that is guaranteed. Because if he performs up to the level that he is playing at right now, in a couple of years he's going to be looking to reevaluate and renegotiate a contract. And if he doesn't, there's a good chance
Miami,
that he gets cut. So the only thing you have to worry about is the guaranteed money.
That's what I'm saying. I also see Miami in year three of year four of this contract. They're cutting him and trying to look for suitors.
Very possible.
It's possible.
I mean, look, he's going to be next this upcoming season. He'll play at 28, and then the next 3 years, 29, 30, 31. I don't think it's inconceivable
and you don't think
that
he's lose
somebody whose game is based
time?
On speed can play effectively at the age of 31.
Let me ask you a question: would he take this team to the playoffs?
We better. I mean, I don't think that he takes the team to the playoffs,
no,
but yeah, they better
the
be a playoff team. I mean, they missed the playoffs by basically a game last year. They missed it the year before by a game. So they've won 19 games
about
the last 2 years.
If he signed with the Jets, would they be going to the playoffs this year?
No, but I mean, I think it would greatly improve the play of your quarterback, right?
Of course, it's going to help Zach develop 100%. But if he's not going to go to the playoffs, then that's ultimately what we want to do.
Right.
But, we want to build him. We want to go to the playoffs. And when?
But Ryan, you're not going to the playoffs anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's more than just that. And remember, you wouldn't have had to give up your first. You wouldn't have to give up your top picks at 4 and 10. You still have those picks. Okay, so
I
you
might
can
feel
still
different
do
if
some
I if he went to the Jets. I don't know.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Ryan. Thanks for the call. You know, it's interesting. It's an interesting thought. I hear what he's saying. He's right.
Yeah.
He's to that point of okay. I'm looking at it as if my team is strong defensively and we're a player or two away, we get Tyreek Hill, I'm ecstatic. Right now, I don't know. My thing is, I don't think the money is not the issue, because if the money was the issue, Gordon, Joe Douglas wouldn't have been in on the deal. So obviously, from his standpoint, the money wasn't the issue.
Nope.
His standpoint is, here's a guy who makes my young quarterback's job easier. And then I've put in pieces on my offensive line. I've done some free agent things. You know, we'll wait and see how it turns out. But I've done a couple of things on the defensive side of the ball. I still have my two first-round draft picks at 4 and 10. Okay, and, you know, it's a shot. I don't blame him for taking the shot, Gordon. What has he got to lose? He has nothing to lose.
Yeah, you know, I can understand when, like, the conversation was about Russell Wilson being 32, you know, when the conversation was about the Giants, oh, should the Giants be in on Russell? No, they're miles away. The guy's 32 years old, and while he might still be, at a high level for the next couple of seasons, that's not the shot that I want to take. This is a receiver who will play next year at the age of 28, and all of a sudden, I mean, how much money are you paying Corey Davis?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And how much production have you gotten out of him? You're telling me that you can't get rid of Corey Davis and bring in somebody who can actually play at that high level? And how much easier do you think that makes life on Zach Wilson? And how much easier do you think that makes life on Elijah Moore?
Yeah.
Or Braxton Berrios? Or the offensive line?
Or the running game?
Or the running, right, exactly. That guy has an impact on all of that. So, again, if we were drafting the NFL right now and we took out quarterbacks out of the equation, Tyreek Hill is a top 10 player.
Yeah. He's probably
gonna pay for that.
He's the first receiver off the board.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it might be Davante Adams, but you know, we've never seen Davante Adams without Aaron Rodgers either. So who knows? I mean, I know that the skill set that Tyreek Hill has, he's going to be fast no matter where he is.
Yeah, that's for sure. Buddha's in the Bronx. Hey, Buddha, you're next on 98.7.
Hey, you know, a little birdie told me that Rose sat down with Tibbs and they said, look, you got to distance yourself from Julius Randle. And I think Tibbs agreed, and that's how they told you he's coming back to stay. You see the way the team played the last couple of games off this guy?
Yep.
Oh,
ball
man.
Moves.
I mean, where's that been
moves.
All year? Where's that been all year, you know? Mm-hmm. Like you said, Obi Toppin 40 minutes. I think you can't learn how to play if you don't actually play, you know what I mean? I don't
that's
know.
For sure.
Just something somebody has said that made a lot of sense to me before. You know, with the trade of the day, or the trade that didn't happen, you know, for the Jets fans, you know, listen, it's the same as it's always been. I mean, you know, Hill chose Miami for a lifestyle, as Don and Michael said. The only difference I agree with them, the only thing I don't agree with them with is the lifestyle was, you know, who wants to sit down and be doing interviews after a loss, after a loss, after a loss, after a loss? You know, I mean, come on. Winning and things like that do matter when you get older in your career. So if things are comparable, somebody's going to go somewhere where they see a little bit more hope, you know, down the horizon. But there's some positives that came out of the trade that didn't occur. You know, like your last caller said, I'll be honest with you, I was 50-50 on that. You know, obviously, you know, Joe Douglas has got to, you know, investigate that if it's a possibility there. I mean, for many reasons. First reason is he's got to show at some point that he could land somebody who's of substance. But, you know, I just see three positives, man, that come out of that, man. I mean, the first is it tells me that the clock has finally begun to tick on that six-year rebuild, you know, with this guy getting a six-year contract. You know, he had nothing to do with Adam Gase's second year. You know, he had nothing to do with Sam Darnold, having no weapons. Not saying I like Sam Darnold, but, I mean, 2-14 was a collective project, you know, along sprinkled in with his free agents that were horrible. You know, the second is it makes you believe, you know, that they're going to go pass rusher and wide receiver with those first two picks. I mean, thank God. You know, and like I agree with the other call he said, I mean, forget Santonio Holmes. Santonio Holmes was brought in by a trade. Keyshawn Johnson was the last wide receiver of substance drafted, you know, by this organization. Elijah Moore, nice player, but he's not a number one wide receiver. But the third thing that I really got out of it, and, you know, this might be a hard thing to accept sometimes as a Jets fan, is I don't even know if that Hill thing would have worked. And I don't even know if the DK Metcalf thing would have worked. Because, you know, you ever see Blue Man DK Metcalf on the sidelines over there with the Seahawks? He's going bananas playing with a good quarterback. You know, Hill's coming from, you know, possibly the second, third, first best quarterback in the league, however you look at it. You really think that either one of those dudes was going to be, like, patient, jovial, supportive of Wilson in his second year when he starts skipping, you know, them screen passes or overthrowing those crossing routes? I mean, those kind of guys are not – they're in the stage of their career where, like, they want to get those stats, they want to get those money, they want to get – they want those deals – like, where, you know, where they're the guy. And coming here, you know, it's going to take time. I mean, Wilson might be the guy. He might not be. None of us know. But I think the draft and the wide receiver is going to actually work better for them in the long term. I mean, I don't know. I might be wrong, but.
Well, we'll see. And thanks for the call, Buddha, because that's the way they got to go, because they didn't get Tyreek Hill. So they're going to go through the draft. And, yeah, you know, Joe Douglas's job is to kick the tires. If DK Metcalf is available, and you have to sit down with your staff and say, okay, can he help us? He is a number one receiver, and Gordon, they still need a number one receiver. Clearly,
I have to laugh at some of these Jet fans. They got so excited when they signed CJ Mosley a couple of years ago. Oh my God, we got CJ CJ Mosley. They got more excited when they signed the tight end Azuma. I heard, oh my God, we got the tight end. Are you telling me now they didn't have room for Tyreek Hill? And look, if you go through the draft, there's a possibility you hit on somebody, you get them real cheap for those first few years of the contract and everything else. But that answer comes down the road. Like, don't you kind of want to get a real feel right away? Like, what the established wide receiver gives you is a little bit of a better feel for where the quarterback really is in his development. Mm-hmm. Like last year, you might be able to say, well, Zach Wilson was a rookie. There weren't that many great weapons around him. Like, you can explain it all away. All of a sudden, Mike White got in there, and it didn't seem like any of the rookie receiver, Elijah Moore, was in it. The offense all of a sudden wasn't an issue. So that's why I like it for the Dolphins, in that now the pressure is clearly, even more so than it would have been on the Jets, it's clearly on Tua to show that he is the guy, because he has all these weapons around him. And I get it. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of draft picks. But you know what you're getting. And with those draft picks, you never really know.
Who's your backup right now?
Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy's going to get some run. You know it, because Tua's always hurt. That's the problem with Tua. He's always hurt.
You know what? Teddy could be playing a lot this year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look.
Even if Tua's healthy, Gordon, Teddy could be playing a lot this year.
Well, look, if Tua is healthy, I think that if you're smart and you're the Dolphins, you let Tua have the whole season. He's the guy. You're the man. And if you aren't getting it done and we have to go to Teddy Bridgewater, well, then we know that it's not that Teddy Bridgewater is the answer. We just know that you're not the answer. And after the season, you're going to have to go and find that other quarterback. And maybe the quarterback carousel next offseason isn't going to spin. Because as we sit here right now, it feels like everybody, it changes every year, but if, like, who's the quarterback next year who's going to become free?
Baker Mayfield.
He might still be. But you know what I mean? Like, it feels like the last couple of years, these quarterbacks. Now
could
with
Aaron
Rodgers
again.
Yeah, maybe. He likes to change his mind all the time. So maybe he'll be down in South Beach, too.
He'll be, he'll be like, oh, that 1 year, no Devontae Adams, I'm out. I'm done. Sorry.
Tom Brady might say, you know what? Give me Miami one more time. Let me go to Miami one more time.
I'm already in Florida. I'll just drive.
Right, sure. Just drive across the road. Sure.
Yeah, I'm good. Let's go back to the phones, Gordon. Nick is in Jersey. Nick is next on 98.7. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. First time caller. Long-time listener, thanks for keeping me entertained on my way home from work. I was pretty upset we didn't land Tyreek Hill as a Jet fan, long-time season ticket holder. But then I took a step back, and I realized how many holes that this team has. And it's not just the holes that we have, it's also the depth that we need, with people getting injured and the backups and everything that we need on this team to even compete. And, you know, Tyreek has been paid already. I mean, Tyreek's already won his championship, okay? And he clearly doesn't care about winning because his top two teams he wanted to get traded to were the Dolphins and the Jets. So it's not about winning for him. It's about getting paid. You know, this is a young team, and we don't need – I mean, we obviously need a number one receiver, but we don't need somebody who's going to take up draft capital and money and kill our depth. We need to start collecting players and people that can jump right into the spot when we need them. And so I'm not that hurt that we didn't land them in the long run. I think that, you know, we have a decent receiving core at the moment. We definitely need to add someone else. But Tyreek Hill wasn't going to solve all of our problems. And that's really what it comes down to.
Well, Nick, I hear what you're saying. Thanks for the phone call. No one player solves all your problems, especially in the National Football League. That doesn't happen. But I just feel like as I listen to the fans, Gordon, here's what I feel like. I feel like this is what they're saying to themselves to get through. And I don't mean that I don't believe them, but I don't think this would be a priority if he was here. You understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, they're talking themselves into it because they know the result of it, and now they're trying to talk themselves why this is actually a good thing. And it's almost like that line, perfect is the enemy of good.
Everything
has to be perfect to do it, yeah, of course. There's very rarely that it's ever perfect, but I think that this improves or helps improve, or even if it doesn't improve your quarterback, it lets you know about your quarterback. Right now, all of a sudden, you have a go-to top 10 offensive player on your team to help your young quarterback. And while you're not paying your quarterback, you got to put that money somewhere, and why not into one of either the first or second best wide receiver in the sport. So,
and the other part that Nick was making, and I understand what he's saying about, you know, he's already got his championships, it's now about the money, but professional athletes still they use things to compete against themselves, right? So now let me show Kansas City what I can do. Okay, I'm going to Miami. Let me show you what I can do for that quarterback. So I still think even if he does that for the first 2 years, he has not only already improved your offense, but Gordon, what does that say to other free agents who might want to come and join your team?
I'll be honest with you, though. The point he made about the fact that the Jets and the Dolphins were the two teams on his list, that should be a red flag. That should absolutely be a red flag. And even as someone who is a fan of the move and likes the move and understands the move, I'm not going to lie. The fact that he comes up with a list of NFL teams and the two teams are on the list of the Dolphins and the Jets, that probably should be more of a concern to me. And I can definitely see it a moment down the road, future Gordon saying, I should have known. I should have known, Larry.
Yeah, but I think that will be at the first 2 years, I think will be fine. The other 2 years you might be concerned about.
Right.
I think as soon as he gets there, he wants to show. He's got something to prove. He wants to prove to Kansas City, I'm worth the money.
Yeah, and there are no five-year plans in the NFL. I'm a big believer. You know, it's 2 years.
Yep.
Take a look at what these quarterbacks, they're the answer 1 year. They get the rookie year, and then the second year, you're already talking about, well, fifth-year option, long-term contract, got to draft somebody else. Everything operates in a two-year window.
Absolutely. Roscoe's in Brooklyn. What's up, Roscoe? You're next on 98.7.
I'm not in denial. Gordon, good call there. I wouldn't be surprised. Like, you really think the Jets were in on this? Come on, fans. Like, I think it's just Kansas City used leverage. They got – because we have better picks than Miami. So Miami gave up two picks. And a guarantee was 73 mil. We got more money than Miami, and we have better picks than Miami. So don't sit here. Tyrone wanted to go to Miami all along. For them to throw the Jets in there and for everybody to call up and say, oh, well, you know, I didn't want him anyway. Yes, you did. Yes, why wouldn't you want the number two? He's 99 in Madden. He's a 99 in Madden, guys. He's a number – the best second receiver in the game. When he's healthy, true or not true, Gordon?
Yeah, no, I mean, he's unbelievable.
He is. So for the fans to call and say, I didn't want him, you're lying to yourself. Were we in the discussions? I don't even think that was it. The leverage was Miami. Guys, Miami, everybody was complaining how Tua sucks. So then that means that Zach is not, guys, Zach is not our guy. Because if Tyrone Hill did not come over here because of, I don't want to hear the excuse of state taxes. I don't want to hear excuses of the weather. The Jets could have gave Kansas City a better deal than Miami. And I believe that. So I don't want to believe that we were in the running at any point. They played,
but Roscoe,
they played
remember,
Miami.
But Roscoe, remember, the deal doesn't always come down to just Kansas City. It was that you had to sign him to that extension also. So
correct.
even for Kansas City, and thanks for the phone call, even for Kansas City's like, listen, we want to get rid of him. Okay, we're good. You give us the best offer. Now we'll take either offer. Now you got to talk to him and his agent. And Gordon, I got to tell you, I know you have more money, but no state tax is an issue. I'm just telling you it is.
Well, look, you can absolutely say that I am shaded by my fandom, but if it were just myself put in that situation and take my fandom out of it, I think that the Miami situation is far better. Lifestyle, no state tax, and the overall team. I think the state of the team. You know, Dolphins have won 19 games over the last 2 years. The Jets have won 6.
We'll continue the conversation next on 98.7 ESPN. It's now time for our March movie mayhem bracket reveal. Gordon, who we got?
All right, so tonight is the third region. So last night in region number two, I would like to, you know, I point out when people get things wrong. I'd like to point out when people get things right. All four of the higher seeds moved on last night. So Shooter McGavin's into the Sweet 16. Jesus Shuttlesworth is into the Sweet 16. Rudy takes out Teen Wolf. And Apollo Creed easily destroyed Billy Hoyle. Was not falling for that long con of Billy Hoyle. So, to the voters, congratulations. You got it right. Let's see if you can do it again tonight. Because tonight is region number three. And we start with the very number one seed. The number one overall seed of the entire tournament, Larry. He, of course, is...
I just want to say one thing to my wife at home. Yo, Adrian! I did it!
That was actually Chris Greer after making the trade for Tyreek Hill. No, that's Rocky, of course. Rocky, the number one overall one seed. And he will be facing a very... Styles make fights. I don't know what this style of fight could be. But he will face off against the number nine seed, Larry...
Here, Henry, you throw it. Okay. Here goes.
All right, so that, of course, is Henry Rowengartner, the rookie of the year. So that will be the first matchup. Rocky versus Henry Rowengartner. Moving on, Larry, the number two seed. He's still alive and a very live two seed at that. The number two seed in region number three is...
little, but I'm all right.
My God, son, what the hell are you doing?
364 more days till next year's hockey tryouts. I gotta toughen up.
Yeah! Oh, God, that felt good. Yeah!
There you go. He is Happy Gilmore, of course. He will be going up against the Styles Make Fights. The IQ power not too high with this matchup, Larry. But the number seven seed is...
Ricky Bobby, today's big winner. Heck of a win for you today. But it seems as if you either win or crash the car trying to win.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. And nobody can hang with my stuff. You know, I'm just a... just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last.
All right, of course, that is Ricky Bobby from Talladega Nights, our second matchup. Moving on, we got the number, what are we going, 5 seed, Brian? The 14 seed. All right, the 14 seed. Who's the 14 seed? Oh, okay, that's the 14 seed. I thought he was higher. All right, so the number 6 seed, that's the next seed that we're going to go with. The number 6 seed, Brian, would be, of course...
There goes Jeff Hansen into the corner. I think it's Jeff. No, it's Jack. It's 17. I'll have to check that later. Huey puts a crushing check on him on the boards. Oh, I'm telling you, things are really going on out there now. Now Steve is in front of the net. I think that's Steve. Yes. Yeah, it is Steve.
All right, that, of course, is the Hansen brothers. So they're very easily confused. All three of them, the triplets, will face off against the man with three names, Larry. He is...
Hey!
I don't recognize this guy.
Say hey! Billy Mays Hayes here. Play like Mays, and I run like Hayes.
You may run like Mays. I get nervous with that movie. Like, every time we play a clip from that movie, it's a little anxious moment where we might all lose our jobs. But no, we've done a good job so far. The Hansen brothers versus Willie Mays Hayes. And then the final matchup for region number 3. He is the number 5 seed, Larry.
He's a family man.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Here it is. Show me the money.
No, we'd love to show him the money, but of course Tyreek Hill has all of it now. So that's sure Rod Tidwell. And he will be going up against the number 13, who is...
Why is he calling for a curveball? I want to bring heat. Shake him off. Throw it you over.
And that, of course, is Nuke LaLoosh, who I don't think is going to have a very long stay. I'm surprised he got past the first one.
Got
he
lucky.
Took out Clue Haywood from Major League, so that was not an approved decision there, Larry. But there you go. The 4 matchups for tonight, March Movie Mayhem, second round, third region, voting is now open.
For the greatest sports heroes and villains, at Gordon Damer, at Hardesty ESPN. Also, you can weigh in at ESPN NY 98_7 FM. We'll give you, as the votes come in, we'll kind of give you some trends to see where things are headed, so make sure you stay with us. But a bunch of you want to talk about the Tyreek Hill deal, so let's go back to the phones at 1-800-919-3776. Rashawn is in Queens. Rashawn, you're next on that.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Have a good. Hope you're having a good night. I would absolutely have been excited about the Tyreek Hill deal because we would have found out whether or not we had an actual quarterback in Wilson. So I think it would have been a good deal, even though the team is not ready. At least it lets us know whether or not it's worth it to invest in the most important part of the team. The other thing I wanted to say is that Gordon was not right, that Tyreek Hill's deal is essentially guaranteed. He gets $52 million at the signing and $70 million if he's on the roster next year at the start of 2023. They're not paying him $50 million for 1 year, so he's definitely coming back. So the deal is going to be fully guaranteed.
It's not fully guaranteed because it's for like $120 million overall. It's $70
million
is guaranteed.
He gets $50 million at signing, and he gets right. $70 million. The $70 million over the next 3 years are guaranteed if he's on the roster in 2023.
Right. The $70 million is guaranteed, but the overall deal is for 4 years and $120 million.
Correct.
The $120 million is not guaranteed.
Signing, $52 million at signing plus $70 million on, when he's on the roster in 2023. That's $120 million.
Then he's not playing for any money in the fourth year of the contract?
Well, that money is going to be divided over the 3 years, the $70 million. But, yeah, essentially.
I don't think that that's right. I'll take a look at it. I'll take a look at it, but I'm pretty sure that's not right.
I'm pretty sure it is.
All right. Thanks for showing. We'll check it out. Let's go to Stretch in Yonkers. Hey, Stretch, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, fellas? Can you hear me?
Hey, you good, Stretch. Talk to us.
Awesome. So good to talk to you guys again. About the Tyreek Hill thing, I'm actually one of the Jets fans that's not necessarily upset that we didn't get him. Ask me, I think it was good that we – I think it's like shows a good effort that we like threw something down, like we put a bid, because that also drives the price higher up for Miami that they have to give. So it has hurt them a little on their back end. My question for you guys, though, is now that we have to deal with Tyreek Hill in the division, does this change at all where you're picking with these picks? Or do you, if you were hot on, like, an offensive lineman or a pass rusher, do you go safety, cornerback, like something to kind of like a direct response to this with one of your high picks? Or what do you really do with that?
For me, Stretch, and thanks for the phone call and the kind words, I'm not changing. I know I've got many needs, so I'll get a pass rusher. If I get a pass rusher, that's going to help my secondary anyway. So let me get a pass rusher. Let me go back, and if I need another offensive lineman, we got, you know, the Jets got one as a free agent and the free agency. If they're going to go, I just don't see them. I think they have to do something offensively too. In that first round pick. So I think they're going to go defense with one. I would think pass rusher, and then probably something offense with the other pick, and then they'll do the rest of the way. But I would not now try to scheme myself to go against what they're doing, because I've got too many needs myself, Gordon, to try to get good.
Just to give you the totals from Adam Schefter, the Dolphins are also giving Hill a 4-year, $120 million extension, including $72.2 million guaranteed, and also including $52 million at signing. The deal makes Hill the highest paid wide receiver. The $72 million total becomes fully guaranteed at the start of the 2023 year. The 3-year total of the deal is $72.5 million.
Okay. So 50 is just for signing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's pocket change.
Right.
And then here's what you make over the – and your salary will be over the next 3 years.
Right.
That's the way it works. All right. Got you. Kyle's in Jersey. Hey, Kyle, you're next on 98.7.
Hey, guys. Big fans.
Thanks, man.
I feel like I've been following – you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, sorry. Feel like I've been following it. A lot of points have come since I've been on hold. But, Gordon, I got to say one thing. Fandom definitely plays a part. I can agree with you on that. And I don't want to sound like a disgruntled Jet fan. But I do feel that if these roles were reversed, I think you would have some type of sentiment in the way that you would feel okay with the fact that you didn't get Tyreek Hill. And I'm a big numbers guy. So this is the only thing that I'll throw out there. Elijah Moore in his first year played half the games of Tyreek Hill. He had a rookie quarterback. Tyreek Hill had Alex Smith. He got a hole who was a big completion percentage. They basically had the same exact stats. He played half the games of Tyreek Hill. Same exact stats, minus one touchdown, minus 100 yards, minus 10 receptions. So, for me, Elijah Moore, us giving up a 35, a 38, this year, you know what? We didn't have to give it up. So, now, draft two wide receivers at that point. Try to get more speed, get a bunch of young guys, two wide receivers at 35, 38. What do you think that is? That's probably top 10 receivers in college football. You get two of them at 35 and 38. You also made a point about Corey Davis. Corey Davis has a 3-year, $39 million deal. $27 million guaranteed. That his guarantee is literally under 1 year of Tyreek Hill contract. So I am completely fine by that. To me,
he
I look
stinks,
at it.
Though.
You guys are paying
but Corey
a lot.
Davis stinks.
Tyreek is a rental because Tua, what? He's not a top 20 quarterback in my eyes. So after 2 years, when that guaranteed money goes through, you're going to be looking to either get another quarterback.
Yeah.
And then you had Tyreek. That's a rental. If I want Tyreek, I want him to bring me to a Super Bowl. Now, I am. I could be. I will admit, first 2 minutes, I was very excited about the Tyreek news just because I was excited the Jets were making moves on a big-name player. But if I really take the time to think it out, I just think that I don't believe that was the move. I don't think it's the move for the Dolphins. I think it's a bad move. Yes, once-in-a-lifetime generational player does things very fast, can open up the field. But for me, he is basically he's caught 60% of his targets with one of the best, if not the best, quarterback in the NFL. How is that going to translate when Tua's throwing him the ball?
Well, Tua's very accurate. I mean, we might have questions about downfield and can he unleash it like the big time arms. But in terms of accurate, people make it out like Tua is just an absolute scrub. His issue has generally been health. He's missed too much time for someone you're relying to be your franchise quarterback. But when he's played, he hasn't played all that poorly. I mean, the Dolphins have won 19 games the last 2 years with him as primarily the quarterback. So I think that you're looking at a lot of the lowlights and you think that that's how he plays all the time. And look, maybe Joe Douglas does go into the second round this year and find himself a receiver like Elijah Moore. But maybe he goes into the second round and finds a receiver like Denzel Mims. It's a crapshoot.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And I can just tell, I was doing stuff at the time when the first reports came down that it was the Dolphins or the Jets. And I, hand to God, I thought to myself, do I want the Dolphins to make this move or do I not? And I knew that there was going to be a contract. I knew that there was going to be picks. And I said, you know what? Assuming that I can live with what I'm giving up, I would much rather have Tyreek Hill on my team than not on my team. Because then that tells me about my quarterback.
Yeah, it does. It'll tell you. You'll know quick.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know quick.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.